From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Office on Smoking and Health is the federal government's central agency for tobacco policy and prevention. Anti-smoking activists fear its days are numbered. The office is part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, and NPR's Debbie Elliott reports that a reorganization of the CDC is in the works.
CDC's reorganization plans have generated a flurry of email among anti-smoking activists who are worried that the government's one and only office focused on tobacco control could be dismantled.
That would represent a huge win for the tobacco industry.
Stan Glantz is a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, and administers an email listserv on tobacco issues.
So there's very, very widespread concern that this reorganization is being driven by business concerns and concerns about keeping powerful interests in the Republican Party happy rather than actually improving the public health.
The CDC is in the process of what it calls the Futures Initiative, a strategic plan to restructure the agency around overall health goals and prevention instead of individual diseases and health problems. A laudable goal, says Michael Erickson, director of the Institute of Public Health at Georgia State University, but he says hard to accomplish without breaking up teams of experts who deal with specific issues like tobacco. Erickson headed up the Office on Smoking and Health from 1992 to 2000, and he says it has become a global resource for information about smoking rates, health effects, and anti-smoking programs.
In any reorganization, you need to not lose that excellence and focus and intensity on a specific problem, but it needs to be blended into more of a holistic view of people and during their life course. That's the challenge, and I'm not sure that CDC has the answer quite yet.
The government has had an office dedicated to smoking and health since the 1960s as a follow-up to the landmark Surgeon General's report on the hazards of smoking. Two of the three new organizational structures circulated by the CDC appear to eliminate the office. That prompted an outcry from anti-smoking advocates around the country who felt left out of the process. Matt Myers is president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Dismantling of the Office on Smoking and Health sends the clear message to the public that it's no longer a top priority for the federal government.
The campaign and other health groups sent letters to CDC warning that it could stifle progress on the leading preventable cause of death in the United States.
The one thing we can be certain, and that is if the functions of the Office on Smoking and Health gets dissipated across a broad range, there will be less emphasis on tobacco, and we will pay a price for a long time to come.
All the lobbying brought a clarifying statement from the CDC.
CDC's programs on tobacco and health are a high priority and will continue to be a high priority.
Spokesman Tom Skinner says CDC never intended to water down tobacco control efforts. Early last week, the fate of the office wasn't clear, but by Friday, it appeared intact.
The Office on Smoking and Health will not be dismantled as CDC goes through this process, and all of the important work done in that office will continue.
Still, Matt Myers says he's uncomfortable about the future of the office until CDC's final reorganization plans are made public. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.